Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Have a happy weekend on 194.
Oh, the tiger! By the tiger!
You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. I was asked the other day by a student of serious music if there were any groups of composers in jazz and vintage popular music like Lesisse in France and the group of German composers centred around the court of Frederick the Great. I said yes, there were, though they were centred mostly around Broadway, Tin Pan Alley and Hollywood, like the team of De Silva, Brown and Henderson. So let's have some of their numbers tonight by top flight artists, OK? The team of B.G. De Silva, Lou Brown and Ray Henderson was formed in 1926 after all of them had been writing songs with other composers for about 10 years. Their first successes were the numbers they wrote for that year's edition of George White's Scandals, and one of them started a new dance craze that was considered great fun by the flappers and shockingly indelicate by the mamas, the Black Bottom. Furman and his orchestra giving us a nicely relaxed Black Bottom. From the same show came another number that has lived on in its own merits, The Birth of the Blues. This one is by Paul Whiteman's orchestra with the vocal trio that preceded the famous Rhythm Boys. These were Charles Gaylord, Jack Fulton and Austin Young, accompanied by Wilbur Hall on guitar. Thank you.
trees in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted friend, and they played that as part of the blues. From the whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blue, blue, blue.
Paul Whiteman recording of The Birth of the Blues. Though it was a De Silva, Brown and Henderson number, Paul Whiteman seems to have got George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue all mixed up with it. Nice bit of trombone at the end there. That must have been Wilbur Hall again. He played trombone and guitar. In 1927, the trio wrote the scores for two big Broadway shows and also found time to develop and expand a theme suggested by Helen Crawford, the wife of the pioneer Wurlitzer organist, Jesse Crawford. Here's his version of it, a lovely waltz number with an interesting melody line, So Blue. Thank you. So Blue. Well, it's an organ solo by Jesse Crawford. Just to show that they could write other things than show tunes and sentiment, De Silva, Brown and Henderson put together this neat little number, Magnolia, sung for us now by Johnny Marvin, with clarinet by Jimmy Lytell and Marvin himself on ukulele.
Lovey Joe, a boy I know, an expert judge of gals, was speaking of his lady love, raving to his pals. He said she's called Magnolia, and she'd ruin any man. Now I just can't describe her, but do the best I can. Take some honey from a bee, mix it up with TNT. What do you got? Magnolia. Clara Bow, ain't she delish? Season her with Lillian Gish. What do you got? Magnolia. Listen, pal, describing that gal is trying. When I'm done, it's 20-1, you say I'm lying. Take Cleopatra and Camille, add some more sex appeal. Mix the lot, what do you got, Magnolia? Get that off his chest. The boys agreed, the gal had speed, said let's hear the rest. Said Joe, I really hate to, I'd make you feel too bad. But while I'm on the subject, there's a few words I might add. Take your beauties from far and near, add some follies, atmosphere. What do you got? Magnolia. Juliet and Lulabelle, take 'em both and shake 'em well. What do you got? Magnolia. Vamps, you know, each season they grow more sporty. Close your eyes and picture the prize of 1940. Take Mother Eve in her cute dress. Think of that and picture less. Mix the lot. What do you got? Magnolia.
Johnny Marvin, Magnolia. I like that bit about picture the prize of 1940. How'd you look glamorous in a gas mask and tin hat and carrying a stirrup pump? But all that was a long way in the future when the boys wrote about Magnolia. They also composed a number that I personally like very much, and though it isn't one of their best-known songs, I think it deserves to be remembered. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra again, but this time without vocalists, Just a Memory. Thank you. In the summer of 1927, De Silver, Brown and Henderson wrote the score for a show called Good News, including such still popular numbers as The Varsity Drag, Lucky in Love, and The Best Things in Life Are Free. And this one, not so well known, but played superbly now for us by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, with a girl with a nice voice, Greta Woodson. And how about that trumpet obbligato by Sterling Bowes? Just Imagine by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, with Sterling Bowes sounding very Bix-like as he accompanies the vocalist, Greta Woodson. This number seems to have been added to the score of Good News some time after the others, in 1928. By that time, the three had dashed off another sentimental number that was also recorded by Gene Goldkett, and I've played that to you before. So now I'd like to play it sung with tenderness and feeling by the one and only Annette Hanshaw. That's Just My Way of Forgetting You.
Because I smiled, you couldn't tell that I'm still brokenhearted. You couldn't tell, but I want you to know. If you see me dancing in some cabaret, that's just my way of forgetting you. Why, you were the one, there's a new one each day. But that's just my way of forgetting you. If I gave myself the time to think about you, I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way of forgetting you.
As if a magnificent performance like that could be forgotten. Annette Henshaw, not quite 18 and a master of her art, also playing ukulele. The next musical comedy the trio wrote was Hold Everything. It was nearly a flop in London, though New York loved it, and so did we like its best-known number, You're the Cream in My Coffee, served up hot now by Miff Mole and his Little Molars, and that's Phil Napoleon on trumpet and Fud Livingston on clarinet, amongst others. Miff Mole and his little molars in the most uninhibited recording ever of You're the Cream in My Coffee. And we'll have some more memories of the Great Three after the break.
Starting Monday, The Guardian examines the predicament of university graduates.
Andrew swept the board as a scholar. Now he's sweeping roads to earn a dollar. Ernest picked up honors by the shoal. Now he's picking up a leaf down the local dole. Arthur studied archaeology. Now he's digging for his life in the cemetery. And Roger cleaned up with a BSc. You guessed it, now he cleans a WC.
What future is there in a university education? Read The Devalued Degree, starting Monday in The Guardian.
In the what?
In The Guardian.
Juicy fruit is a packet full of sunshine. The bright and shiny flavor can carry along the way. So reaching for another sunny day. Juicy fruit gum.
Enjoy the exciting flavor of juicy fruit gum.
Say, do you care about the capital that you live in? We here at Capital Radio are looking for the most cared for street in London. Not a major redecoration, just an indication that the people living in it really care enough to keep it clean and tidy. Now, does your street fit the bill? Could you nominate your street as the tidiest in town? Well, if you think you could, just send your nomination along with your phone number to Keep Capital Clean, Post Office Box 194, NW1. Oh, by the way, there's a street party with all the Capital DJs to the winning street. So come on, nominate your street today and help make it a much more beautiful capital.
Capital Radio.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Shortly after completing the score of Hold Everything, De Silva, Brown and Henderson put together another sentimental number on its own, the song I Love. It was a moderate success, and here's the very charming record of it made in England by Whispering Jack Smith. Song I Love by Whispering Jack Smith with a small group led by Carol Gibbons at the piano. Then came Sonny Boy, and with it one of the team's biggest hits. Legend says it was written as a leg pull for Al Jolson to sing in his all-singing, all-talking, etc., etc. movie, The Singing Fool, but that's as maybe. The boys were soon busy with the score of their next big musical, Follow Through. Here's a hot record of the best song in it, Button Up Your Overcoat, by Philip Lewis and his orchestra, an all-star pickup band including, of course, our old friend Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Danny Polo on clarinet, and Arthur Lally on baritone, or is it bass, sax. Maurice Elwin sings.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, don't eat meats, cut out sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Button Up Your Overcoat by Philip Lewis's all-star band. In 1929, DeSilva, Brown and Henderson went to Hollywood, and there they composed the score of their first film, Say It With Songs, another Jolson masterpiece. This was followed by Sunny Side Up, with the delectable Janet Gaynor and the male heartthrob of the time, Charles Farrell. Here's the title song by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, with Andy Seacrest and cornet, Bill Rank trombone, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, and at the piano, Hoagy Carmichael.
Side up.
Sunny Side Up was a good film. Lots of fun and some great photography. And good songs like I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All, If I Had a Talking Picture of You, and this one, You've Got Me Picking Petals Off of Daisies. I thought you might like this particular record of it, as there's a fine chorus of trumpet by Paul Fenlay and some nice alto sax in the middle eight bars. The vocalist is called Ben Hudson, but I won't inflict more of him on you than I can help.
Tell me what I want to know.
Perhaps the best and certainly the most way out of the Sunny Side Up numbers was Turn on the Heat. I've played you Fats Waller's piano solo version and the Charleston Chaser slow one with Eva Taylor singing, but I think that this one, also by Frank Trumbauer, catches something of the zany flavour of the lyrics. Smith Bellew sings them straight, assisted, if that's the word, by Joe Venuti, vocally. Eddie Lang and his guitar are among those present, of course. Turn on the Heat by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. The partnership of De Silva, Brown and Henderson produced relatively few great numbers after that. One very charming one was Come to Me from Gloria Swanson's film Indiscreet. Here's Jack Hilton's record of it. To Me by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. And here's another slightly crazy number the Three wrote, again in 1931, One More Time. Now, I've played you Bing Crosby singing it with Gus Arnim's Coconut Grove Orchestra, but this one is by Ted Lewis and his band, with Muggsy Spanier on cornet and Benny Goodman on clarinet, so everybody should be happy.
One more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time. Just one more time. You can bawl me out. You can call me names. If you'll only let me play those parlor games. Honey, one more time. Please, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone, making me lazy, lazy, I tell you. Walking all alone, talking all alone, it's driving me crazy. Oh, one more time, just one more time. Let me touch the skin that I love to touch, that I didn't think I was going to miss so much, honey, please. one more time.
Ted Lewis and his band, One More Time. In 1932, the trio split up and went their various ways. I'd like to end this trip down memory lane with them. Yes, memory lane was a De Silva number written in 1924. I'd like to end with a cheery number from 1927, Lucky Day. Lucky Day by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. A nice bit of trombone by Lou Davis there. Yes, there have been teams of songwriters in popular music, all right, all the way from the turn of the century to Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles. But those De Silva, Brown and Henderson chaps, they really knew what it was all about, didn't they? Well, will you join me next week for another session? I promise you it'll be something rather unusual, as usual. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Thank you. she look?
One night four, one night four, one night four.
One night four.